Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. The temperature is rising for the French soccer team. Les Bleus begin their World Cup journey tonight against Australia. In the event of a victory, the team will take the lead of the group, since Tunisia and Denmark parted ways this afternoon with a tie. France-Australia begins at 8 p.m. Claude Guéant is sentenced to 6 months in prison, a sentence he can carry out at home under electronic surveillance. The former Minister of the Interior of Nicolas Sarkozy was tried for fraud concerning his legislative campaign expenses in 2012. Claude Guéant was also sentenced to a 30,000 euro fine. His lawyer is appealing. And the ex-wife of Éric Ciotti is in trouble with the law. The National Financial Prosecutor's Office opens a preliminary investigation for embezzlement of public funds following the publication of an article in Le Canard Enchaîné claiming that Caroline Magne supposedly accumulated several jobs in the Assembly, in Nice and in the Alpes-Maritimes. Éric Ciotti defends himself and explains that he employed Caroline Magne in strict compliance with laws and regulations. Magistrates, lawyers, and court clerks were on strike today throughout France, 1 year after a forum that revealed their difficult working conditions. They explained in a press release that their working conditions are still just as difficult and exhaustion is gaining ground. Training on ecological transition is being offered to the mayors of France. This was announced by Minister Christophe Béchu. 3-hour sessions, free of charge, will be organized in the préfecture or subprefecture from the first quarter of 2023, as a way also to look territory by territory at the consequences of climate change and the measures which need to be taken. And to finish, as a consequence of the saturation of emergency services due to bronchiolitis, the APHP is triggering level 2 of its hospital under tension plan in Île-de-France. In concrete terms, this will result in the rescheduling of many non-urgent operations in the coming days. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.